world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expected maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Those guys are fast.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this in the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Headed over to the Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals. And me and Mick are going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited too. The Don and Mike
Show. With or without lubricant, they're still two of the best jerks around. Don and Mike.
Before we try to delve into what's going on during the last commercial set, let's get the touch tone together, Joseph. A century caller call 100 right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Jill.
Hey, Jill, where are you from?
From Philadelphia.
Jill, you have won The Sopranos, the first, the third season on DVD.
Cool.
I bet you couldn't even tell that I was just doing that off the top of my head. I don't really have a prize sheet in front of me to slug to read, but I know that we have.
And you share a birthday with James Gandolfini.
I know.
Happy birthday.
Have the Sopranos third season on DVD.
Right. Thank
that
you.
Includes the wig.
No, I don't know.
What? There's nothing in front of us. I don't know what we have here.
Do you want to give her a wig?
No, yeah, I'll give her one of mine.
Okay. Anyway,
I'll give one of mine that I travel with.
Oh.
Enjoy the Sopranos on DVD. New episode of The Sopranos, Sunday night at 9 on HBO. Now you'll play for $500.
Wow.
And here are your clues.
Yes.
For the secret sound.
Okay.
It's a common everyday sound. Heard in most modern homes, the sound is fueled by electricity. Fueled by electricity, and Tim Sabian hears this sound. Our program director hears it weekly, if not monthly, if not daily, if not quarterly, hourly. every minute.
Regularly.
Please play the sound now. We'll give you 15 seconds. Don't answer until Mike sings like
Mick Jagger,
and we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. It's like a three beat do 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 do. So Jim probably looks up in the middle of the night. Do do do.
Rats on the east side. Bed bugs uptown.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Look at him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He's in tatters.
He's been shattered.
Shattered tatters.
For $500, what is that sound, honey?
A razor, electric razor.
An electric. You know, with Tim, that's a pretty good guess, but no, negative.
No.
We're sorry.
Sorry. No, we are very sorry. Thank you, though, and don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
Thank you for listening to the show in Philly. Now, well, the place is starting to fill up.
Yes, we are down here across from the Vet in Legends in the Holiday Inn, getting ready for the Big Stones concert.
And, let me tell you what's happened. Hey, Lily, have you talked to Tim yet? Have you talked to Tim? I shouldn't have kicked him out because we really could have used his input here.
Yeah, we're having a little trouble with behind the scenes.
What are his thoughts?
He said, stay put, don't do anything, call me back in 10 minutes, let me make some calls. I told him exactly what you told me, and we'd all discussed, and told him where we were coming from, and he said, let me call you back.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah, why don't you explain what's going on behind the scene? I think everybody down here and everybody listening should understand that what we were going to do today was a what would you do for Stones tickets, and because of let's be honest, recent developments, things have been a little uptight regarding that that type of show content.
Now, you know, we've done contests like this before, and I'm telling you, they don't involve, in every case, nudity.
Unfortunately.
But we did bring G-strings and pasties, and...
And as we mentioned before, we're wearing them.
And, it's not against Philadelphia law. The we ran it by the management at the Holiday Inn. They're fine with it.
Right.
As a matter of fact, most of the What Would You Do show...
Most folks.
Involves people doing stuff either to each other or to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Eating stuff,
right.
Drinking stuff, shaving themselves and drinking the leavens.
Right.
Whatever it is, eating dog food. Well, the word from on high has come down today
that
from the legal department,
right. The legal department standards and practices simply too nervous to do anything today.
They've shut the show down.
They really said that it's very difficult for us to do anything we want to do.
They basically don't trust us.
With the climate that there is right now. And, that's what we've been dealing with since we got here.
And that is just goddamn ridiculous.
I know, it's very, very frustrating.
That really is, to quote the great whoever said that, goddamn ridiculous, that the fact that we got a lot of people in this bar now who are really ready to perform stunts to win the Stones tickets,
right?
And stuff that frankly you might have seen stuff as everyday and pedestrian as you might have seen at that kid's bar mitzvah that I was at the other night.
Right. We were ready for people to come down and do stuff. We were going to encourage people that were just here hanging out to participate in a few choice little stunts that we had. And right now, because of the uptightness in the standards and practices, we're putting that on hold and we're kind of waiting to see where we're going to go.
Well, what I said. My thought was that what we do is we simply pick 18 people at random out of the crowd,
mm-hmm.
17 people, take it back because I want to save the grand prize for tomorrow's show.
Right.
We take 17 people out of the crowd and we just randomly pick people and say, you know, you're going to the concert.
Right.
We promised we'd be giving away 18 pairs of Stones tickets today, and a hell of a lot of people came down to see us and went through all the hassle,
mm-hmm.
with the $20 and everything else to get here, and we have people who are ready to perform, yet the lawyers have said there will be no such performances today.
Wow. Yeah, they've been very firm. Now, you're getting a note there. I don't know what that says.
It's
just in.
A thought.
Give out all 18 tickets as qualifiers for tomorrow? No, Rob. No, thank you. You know what, Rob, you're best really doing? Writing me your hateful note. don't be a helper. Be a hater, Rob.
We are really, really taking a look at the white underbelly of the Don and Mike show.
I really should know better. I said something wrong.
And when it comes to Rob, I emphasize the white underbelly.
Yeah. Because, Christ, you know, we're here at the bar, and
we're in the Holiday Inn.
We're not set up for a regular show. We don't have phone lines. We don't have our tapes.
Right.
Because we were coming here with the thought that we'd blast through the opening segment, which we did, and then the rest of the show would be filled up with people performing their various acts.
So it's a little tough to do this kind of a show when your hand comes around. We're we're hoping they would take them off. That's what I would like.
Yeah. Here's another weird problem from the way it was explained to me. We could do this contest in the studio.
Okay.
But we can't do it because we're in a public place.
All right.
And because the company is terribly concerned about PR.
Public place, right?
Right.
Well, you know, it's a sticky wicket, Don. It's been a rather...
Yeah, but we didn't make the wicket sticky.
No,
right?
We certainly didn't.
We have been non-sticky. Our wicket
has been non-sticky.
Say what you will about our wicket.
Our wicket has been criticized before, but on this particular count...
It's not sticky. It's
our
clean.
Wicket is clean.
It's decent.
It's shiny.
It's decent. Most all gays like our wicket.
It isn't sticky at all. It's fantastic. And may I say once again, not to get off track too far, happy birthday, Don.
You know, this will be one I remember.
Yeah. This is one for the record.
I think so.
I promise you that this will be one I remember.
And once again, I, and if I may, if you just would allow me a brief gripe about stuff like this, it's what the standards and practices folks do. They wait till we're on the air to make these decisions. If we had known this, in advance.
We would not have made the trip down here. We would have been cool. Or we would have arranged to do something from the studio. I mean,
in studio.
It is not a question.
Thank God everybody's able to come down here and get drunk.
It is not a question of us not being able to do stuff.
Right.
In the studio. Next week we're going to have the Egghead Strip Trivia. We're going to be giving away, the trip to New York for the...
If we'd known, we could have broken out that fabulous cabaret act that we do. Yeah.
Yeah, but again, we thought, and here's part of the rub also, WYSB, I know we were busting Tim's balls a second ago, and rightly so, because frankly, he is just a nervous puppy, but... The people from WYSP have really gone all out to accommodate us, to dress this place up with a banner.
Yeah, the X team is down here. They got the band out there in the tent. I mean, this is a great party getting ready to happen down here at Legends.
But here's my deal. While I am concerned about the people who are here, there are 6 million other people who are listening in their cars right now.
Amen.
Driving home.
Absolutely.
I want to do the best show for them as well as for the people here. And I think our best option is to give away the Stones tickets by random, because we have way more than 18 people, obviously.
Right.
To give away 17 pairs of tickets right now, put on a segment of Best Of, get our ass over to WYSP, and just bang out the rest of a regular show. I mean, that's what I'm up for.
Mm-hmm.
Because here at the bar, even if we were going to bang out a regular show, let's say we wanted to play... I'm looking here on my cheat sheet. Can you get to 10?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, we don't have the phones to play Can You Get to 10. Right.
Okay, yeah, the phones are limited because we were not prepared to do that kind of broadcast today.
Let's say we wanted to do an edition of Donnie's Naked Cruelty.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well... Can't do it.
Gotta have
it. Even if we wanted to do something like the bar golf for cash.
Right.
I don't think people at the last minute can bring their dogs into the bar. I mean, I am looking at this and I'm trying to come up with stuff that we could do in the bar. Rob, what did you just write down?
Something.
Cell phone hunt. There is no need for the cell phone hunt because I have received my replacement phone.
Ah. Oh, did you get your replacement phone?
It's not the same.
No.
Different. May I look at it?
It's actually an upgrade.
Of course it is.
And Mike, if I may show you...
It's fancy and it's electronic.
If I may show you the... Hold on.
Can you play games on it?
I don't know. I'm getting everybody's dialing. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, there's one I want to find you in particular.
Very good.
One speed dial. Yes. Press 5. Very, and see who the...
I see.
Oh, no.
All right.
That's just my ID.
All right.
See who the speed dial is on 5.
Yeah, I wonder who that is. I think that's pretty easy, isn't it? Is that the man to my right here? Yeah, I just heard his phone.
His phone is ringing.
Hello, Rob. That's a lovely new phone. Much fancier than the other one. So you never found your phone you lost on the train.
Nah.
Did you show him what it says when you open it?
Yeah, Sam Huff.
70.
Yeah. Sam Huff, 70.
You know, when I was...
his number.
When I was talking to... actually looking at B-minus movie star Ron Silver, I think I may have seen him using your phone. I think he's a frequent train visitor.
You mean the one that I lost?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he was using that. I'm pretty sure he was.
All right, well, we got to figure out what the frig we're doing
there.
Do we have a consensus from the WYSP people that we're going to give away these tickets to the people who are good enough to show up now?
We've got lots of them here. They're all ready to go, and we have the tickets. We have the tickets here.
Tim needed a few minutes to get his act together.
Called him. He's still on the other line of his cell phone, but the consensus is that we can give away the tickets however we want, but that it would be best if we were giving them away over a four-hour show here at the bar.
So he wants us to give them away slowly rather than... for the turtle races.
But we can't do a show. What does he want us to do? So he wants us to stay at the bar.
I think that...
Well, you know what? Do what?
Drink shooters.
And do what? Really, I'm serious. That's what I'd like to know. And do what? I mean, I'm ready to do a show. We have bits we can do, but they involve telephones. We don't have telephones. They involve our tapes. I don't have the tapes. All we've got here are me and Mike.
Hi.
Isn't that enough?
And Buzz.
Hi. Well, maybe we could open your gifts. Oh, that's right. Nobody brought gifts. That's
only
right.
You gave me a gift today, Mike. Thank
we
you.
That's
a,
what
we
I was
do
fishing
have a birthday
for.
Birthday treat.
We do.
Well, let's bring out that. Let's bring that out. Just for now. But just while we're figuring out what we're going to do.
It'll just be a way of wasting 5 minutes.
Look at that. Look at the flowers.
Lovely flowers.
For you.
Thank right. you. Thank
Isn't
you,
that beautiful?
Oh, it's a card. What they did.
That is from the.
Let's open the card.
Let's see who it comes from.
Golly,
here.
Gee, golly.
Lovely.
Golly, gee. Why don't we just go back to YSB and do a regular show, for God's sakes? I mean, we'll leave Wendell at the bar if they need to have a presence at the bar.
Right.
Because something tells me that this is somehow advertiser-driven.
Oh,
let's see what your card says. From the staff at KCJJ.
Oh, very nice. Where's that?
Iowa.
Iowa City. You know what?
We have a lot of affiliates around this country, but
and
Iowa,
I thank them.
Yeah. Iowa sends the flowers.
I thank them very much. Those are beautiful flowers.
Stop and smell the roses, Don.
Mike, I'm trying to.
Your birthday.
I'm trying to.
Wait, there's more.
There's more. Hold on. Look in back of you.
Right behind you.
Where are the candles?
The Adventure Man?
Yeah.
Where are the candles? That's off mic, Lisa.
I see. That's great. All right.
Let's see what we have here.
There you go.
Do you have any buzz? Do you have a lighter? Shocker. Buzz has a lighter.
I thought this would happen today.
Is that the sparkler?
I really thought this would happen today.
Is this legal?
Probably not, but it's time we did something.
All right.
There's a sparkler. Thank you, Mike.
Look, it's now, a breast
nice.
Cake.
I got a nice teeth cake.
You here, like
hold
those?
The sparkler. Hold the cake up so everybody can see it.
It says, breast wishes.
Look at that. Can everybody see the breast cake in the bar?
Yeah,
isn't that lovely? Give the breast cake a nice round of applause.
Yeah. Thank you.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
That is me. Do you realize how pathetic we are right now, Mark?
We're sitting here with a sparkler.
I am holding a breast cake, and you are about to eat one
of
the candies.
Are the nipples edible?
One of the candied nipples.
Are they edible?
The good ones are.
Ow!
About the closest you've gotten in a while, huh?
Yeah, thanks a lot, pal.
Hey,
Don.
Yeah.
They're edible. Eat the other one. Come on.
Sugary.
Eat a nipple. They're delicious.
Eat a nipple?
Right. Oh, really? They're yours? Thank you, Tanya. They were modeled after Tanya's.
Mine tastes like copper.
Ron? just something that I enjoy. Is there a chance that you could come over and have a piece of cake?
Rob, would you just get a piece of the cake with your hand?
Go ahead, Rob. Enjoy. There it is. Rob's going to have some cake. How is the cake, Rob?
That's the best cake I've ever had.
It's the best birthday show we've ever done. No question about it. Now you have something. What does that say? Is it a sponsor mention?
It is, Mike.
It is. Is it really?
From Eagles Radio.
Cakes by Breast.
The bearer of this letter is entitled to...
Nipple cakes.
$100 towards dinner at Smith. And Walensky Restaurant.
Well, let me see that.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
Well, I believe. Let's see. The bearer of this letter is entitled to one towards dinner. All right, so I guess we've kind of decided where we're going to go for your birthday dinner tonight. That was pretty easy, wasn't it?
All right, come on. What are we doing here? Let's take a vote. You know who I'd like to talk to? Who's the voice of reason in this is Karen.
Where's Karen?
Where is Karen?
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 Karen's shaking her head. She doesn't want to go on the radio.
You don't want to go on the radio, Karen?
No, come on, Karen. Okay. Who else?
Who? Here's the deal, Karen.
She's bringing Tanya over.
Tanya. Well, Tanya's one of the models for the radio station.
Yes, she is.
Well, I think you guys should stay. I'm staying. Stay with me. Stay for me, at least.
I actually, after that comment was just made, unfortunately, I have to take myself out of the voting because I will not be able to be objective.
Well, then, Mike, how about this? How about we go back to the station?
Right.
And you stay here, and we'll talk to you, and you can be our emissary at the bar.
You know what's great?
Mike said no.
How about...
No.
How about that? Okay.
Well, you there pointed you to your genitals?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I haven't done that since WYRE. Hey, we're down here. It's fantastic. The dealership's got all these tractors for sale. Let me tell you right now, Don. I'm down here.
A lot of hot dogs.
Fantastic. Now go back and do the rest of your show, but I'll be checking in with you, sir.
And pony rides.
Yeah.
Pony rides. I mean, you know, let me just say, as Rob continues to eat the cake with his hands.
Right.
I know what we do on the radio doesn't sound like a lot.
Yeah.
But it's almost impossible to just say, fill 4 hours at a bar by yourself.
It takes tools. It takes a plan.
I mean, I agree. We can do it, but I don't think anybody would listen to it.
Is there any way at all, or is it completely shut down that we would have anybody be able to do anything?
With that idea has been shut down.
Well, that's
that idea.
Completely.
The contest has been officially shut down.
That really sucks.
You are really staring at that girl's ass.
I am. Sorry about
so
that.
So am I, Mike.
So
am I.
Let's all do it together, shall we?
Well, then, golly, I'm going to have to make an executive decision, and it's my birthday.
It is your birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday, and we're going to give away a lot of these Stones tickets right now. And then we're just going to get in our car, and we're going to go to YSP, and we'll just do the rest of the show from YSP. Because, gee whiz, other than that, you're going to get... Here's what you get from me today. 4 hours of bitching. That's all I'm prepared to do the rest of the show is just complain.
What's
like
on
a,
your leg?
Like a spoiled...
Is that a flower petal?
I'm just going to complain like a spoiled a-hole on my birthday. I'm going to be like a little Dan Snyder. I'm going to have a little tantrum right here.
Even if we get you ice cream?
I'm a guy's guy. I'm a guy's guy. I'm a guy's guy. I'll spot you 11 points. I'll
can't
spot
we,
you 11 points.
Can't we even have a pie-eating contest? Can we do the most innocent carnival stuff, or are they still against that?
I'm like, where...
What about a hot dog eating contest?
Well,
oh, God,
the
damn.
Tour is the 40 licks contest. Or in tour, we could have them lick something gross, like, you know, a toe or the floor or...
Everybody
or
now...
Or Tanya.
You know what, all you idea guys, great. You know, whatever you want. Here's all you think. That sucks. That's not the show we promised we were going to do. That's not what we came down here to do today. And no offense, Mike. I don't want to have a pie-eating contest. First off, where are you going to come up with...
This is fantastic cake. Have I mentioned...
Where are you going to come up with...
Have I mentioned how good this cake is?
18 to 20 pies. Let's say you do.
Anybody know where we could get 18 pies in here?
Old Angler Inn. Great pie.
All right, so let's say that we do the pie-eating contest.
You know what, when I said hot dog-eating contest?
Yeah.
There's a hot dog stand right out in front of the Holiday Inn.
And,
Now, that's,
No offense, Mike.
Right.
Please, no offense.
Right,
because,
right. Oh, here it comes.
Because it is my
here
birthday.
Here it comes, yes.
And I you were so nice to me. Really,
yes.
You would be the last guy whose feelings I would want to hurt.
Right.
Can you imagine anything more riveting on the radio for 4 hours... than a hot dog eating contest?
I can't possibly imagine anything more riveting than a hot dog eating contest. You know, I just like, you know, the only person I like watching eat food is Rob.
Yeah.
How many he could eat.
But again...
How many could you eat, just out of curiosity, Rob? How many could you knock back on a good day?
I don't know. I ate before I came, so not many.
Right. No,
and that's
thanks.
And that's a visual thing.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, we...
It sure is.
We got to get back. We got to get back to... To where we can do a show.
All right.
Or, I mean, listen, well, it's not a democracy, but it's kind of a democracy. If you guys really want to stay, well, I could keep bitching for 3 more hours. There's no shortage of that.
Nothing would bring me greater pleasure. I wish we had, the one thing that we do on our show is we take lots of phone calls, and we don't have the ability to do that here, and that's very frustrating when you are expected to be down here.
But, you know, we didn't think we'd have to.
Right. Right.
And we don't have the phone bank set up. We don't have the phone lines because we thought we would be down here having people perform for us.
I understand this. I understand this as the day is long.
All right, well, then, that's it. Let's go to YSB. Let's go to the station.
I like Rob's look.
I'm going to pack myself up, and we're going to WYSB.
All right.
Do the rest of the show. Let's give away some tickets, then.
Are we going to give the tickets away right now, or are we going to give them away in the next break?
Well, we might as well give them now to people who are here.
Okay.
To people who showed up.
Very good.
Let me see. Who wants tickets? Oh, now that's not the right way to do it.
Raise your hand.
Jesus Christ. That's really not the right way to do
Jesus.
It.
Jesus. You know, I do have one thing that's sticking in my craw right now.
What's that?
That is giving these things away. There's got to be... I mean, yeah, I know we have to think on the fly here, but just handing them out seems to be... With all the talk that we've been doing and just handing them out, you know, somebody has to earn these, don't you think, in some capacity?
And how would you like them to earn that? What would you like to do? Hop on one foot?
No, you see, everything that I want to do would be something the lawyers would get upset about.
Okay,
There you go.
No, and Rob, we can't do a milk drinking contest because even if, as I found out with my son, if you drink a gallon of milk,
right,
you then have to spend an hour waiting for the milk to come back up. It's not like you drink the milk and you immediately puke.
Yeah. Right.
And as far as I know, that's something that's also been frowned upon.
Yeah, because we can't have people ingesting things that are going to make them sick.
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Jesus, help me.
Right. You're finally on the same page as I am.
Otherwise, yeah. Have all the fun you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have no phone calls.
Right. Right.
Have no interaction with your listeners who are driving in the cars listening.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do the contest you were supposed to do today,
no.
But other than that,
mm-hmm.
Have the best show you've ever had.
Go crazy. Who wants tickets?
Finally, Mike. You know, I'll give you this. You're more of an optimist than I am.
I'm trying.
But eventually you come around and
you're trying.
You're with me with a half glass empty.
Well, no, I mean, if we were down here for a reason to give away the tickets and we can't do anything, and it's very frustrating. It's very,
right.
Very, very much a drag.
Who wants the tickets? You win tickets.
People are raising their hands. And I tell you, the enthusiasm is palpable.
Come up here, right here. This guy, first guy, you win Stone's tickets.
Give him a microphone so we can identify
right
him.
Right here.
Let's do that.
Right here. We got a guest microphone.
The guy has
time. Hi, what is your name, sir?
Hi, I'm Chris Hendrickson.
You look like you're a serious Stone's fan. You got the hat with the tongue.
Uh-huh. Missed a tour since 78.
Are you pretty psyched that things have worked out this way where you're just here and you're going to be able to get these Stone's tickets?
Absolutely.
It's very, very cool. You know,
would you like to thank the Infinity Lawyers?
Well, sure.
Because they're the ones that have made this happen for you today.
I really appreciate it. I thank them all.
All right.
I'd like to thank... You know what? As a matter of fact, let me write up something here real quick.
I'd like to thank the Standards and Practices Department of...
Greedy.
Your broadcast. Greedy.
Lazy.
You didn't have tickets, did you?
Blood.
You didn't have tickets, did you? You came here hoping to score.
Really?
Congratulations. That's good. That's
bottom.
A good thing. Score with women or score tickets? Score tickets.
Both.
All right.
Really, both?
Yeah. You might be on your own on that one.
One out of two.
Don is writing a prepared statement. Are you willing to read that prepared statement in order to get your tickets?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Rob, can we get those tickets over here for this gentleman? Put them in his hot little hand.
This is exciting.
Very, very exciting.
Should have been on watch.
Oh, hey, you get to choose your night. What night do you want to go?
Tonight.
He wants to go tonight.
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 The first of three shows in 5 days for the Stones here in Philadelphia. And he's going tonight. I'm just padding.
All right, I got it.
Yeah.
Here now, as we hand you your Stones tickets.
He's looking at them. He's checking them out.
Let me ask you, sir.
Great.
Let me ask you, is there anything you would like to say, an ad-lib comment you'd like to say?
Read the card, sir.
Anybody you'd
sir,
like?
Anything off
is
the
there anything
you'd
like to
say?
Thank?
The greedy, lazy, blood-sucking, bottom-of-the-barrel, infinite lawyers who should have been on water 30 days ago, not today.
May I see the card, sir?
UFO.
May I see the card?
Did I write it incorrectly?
Greedy, lazy, blood-sucking, bottom-of-the-barrel, infinity lawyers who should have been on watch 30 days ago. Not today. F-U-F ball.
Yes.
That's great. Consider it said. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Who would be you, my friend? Come on up here. You've been here all day. Come here.
Yes.
You.
You've been very supportive. We appreciate it. Looking for a little freak show, which you're not going to get, but that's okay, because it's your lucky day. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Joe.
And Joe, where are you from?
Maryland.
Where are you from?
From Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Ah, Tanya. So you're Stone's karaoke.
She's a trooper.
No way, honey.
She's a trooper.
No way. Honey, listen, you know what it is now? It's a matter of principle.
Yeah.
It's a matter of principle that we came to do one type of show, and they're not letting us do the show. I tell you what. We'll stay and we'll do Stone's karaoke. If you dump your boyfriend to be with Mike.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. But you know what? On your birthday, what an incredibly warm and thoughtful thought that
nice.
Was.
Hey, Mike, you should do anything to have that happen.
Well, I would.
My God.
I would. I mean, that is 24 hours?
Yeah.
Really?
She's telling me I have a
24 hours what?
I don't know. I just heard 24 hours. What's that?
Future message.
Oh, wow.
In 24 hours.
Are you thinking 24 hours?
Wow.
Incredible.
In 24 hours, what? Your boyfriend from the Eagles would kill Mike?
He'd torture him for 24 hours.
He'd pull the cast off his broken leg and beat Mike over the head with it? Within 24 hours?
Wow. Well, you know, with all this going on, to think of me like that, that's a true friend.
So kind.
I appreciate that.
Last week in the bar, I was working on your behalf.
I know you were. You always do. You do. And you're the man. You're the man.
You look out for
me. I hope you like your birthday present that I
do. Thank you.
Good.
I love it.
We are going out tonight. Regardless of all this.
You bet.
We are going out and celebrating.
Yeah. Tonight we're going to go out and it's going to be a crazy drunk tonight.
And tomorrow I will be using one of those devices to speak with that sounds like that.
Yes, how odd that is.
You know, we are passing each other in the vocal distress sweepstakes. Do you realize that?
Yeah, because now my voice every day is getting stronger and stronger and feeling better, and yours...
Yeah, is deteriorating. It's like steadily. And what Lisa told me is about 3 weeks ago, I quit smoking. And I encourage it. I feel better physically. However, my throat is...
I think you should smoke more, Mike.
My throat. And Lisa said that sometimes when you've been smoking for a long time, and Wendell, thanks for lighting up right as I brought that up. Lifelong smoker. It seems that is when my voice started going south.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll get it back together.
Start smoking crack.
Well, you know, I've done that all along. Hey, Mike, since the separation.
Mike, what? That's a nice bottle of water you got there.
Thank you. You like the Aquafina?
I do.
Thank you.
It looks clear. It could be vodka.
And what is your name again?
My name's Joe.
And Joe, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Joe, you got... you drove all the way from Baltimore. You have one ticket to the Stones. You want to go tonight?
What's the other night?
Friday, tonight or Friday night?
How about tonight?
Tonight you're on.
Way to go, Joe.
Let's get Joe tickets for the Stones concert tonight. Joe, off the top of your head... Is there anything or anybody you'd like to thank for these tickets?
I would love to thank these greedy, lazy, blood-sucking, bottom-of-the-barrel infinity lawyers who should have been on water 30 days ago. Not today.
Hold on. Let me see this.
Why is it on water?
Did I miss it again?
It says watch.
It's watch. Buzz, does it look like it wrote water?
No, it looks like watch. I think we have our second dyslexic listener.
I'm thinking water.
I don't know.
Yeah. Watch. No. Been on watch 30 days ago.
All right, let's take it from the top. Is there anybody you would like to add Lib saying thank you for these tickets?
Yeah, since Mike has the water, we won't give it to the lawyers.
Okay.
The greedy, lazy, blood-sucking, bottom-of-the-barrel infinity lawyers who should have been on watch 45 days ago.
Right.
Not today. F you.
F ball. Very good.
F ball.
Yeah, that was the last thing that he wrote.
What's the F mean?
F you. You know what it means. Yeah. All right, get out of here.
All right, give me the tickets. Too much ad-libbing.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming on.
Bye-bye. Okay, here's the deal. We're going to break, come back, and give away the rest of the Stones tickets.
Right.
Then we'll head over to WYSB to finish up the show, to give you a real show.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, so stay there. God knows I never thought... That it would fall down like this today.
No. Well, you know, sometimes things shake loose, but it's been a weird year for the company.
Hold on, the pot guy is back with us. Hi, pot guy.
This is Pothead Paul.
Pothead Paul.
Pothead Paul, what can we do for you? What's happening, man?
Do you think I could possibly influence Buzz any possible way to give me a vote? I mean, if I passed him a little something, do you think...
You want tickets?
I really need tickets.
He really needs tickets.
Yeah, Pothead Paul, yeah.
We'll give you tickets.
You want to go tonight, Pothead Paul?
I would love tickets. I can read anything you want. I can...
Yeah, Pothead Paul, you don't have to read it. Just tell me, who would you like to thank in your own words?
Speak from the heart.
I'd like to thank the greedy, lazy, blood-sucking... Oh, I feel like... I don't know.
Just read it, Paul. Just read it.
The greedy, lazy, blood-sucking, bottom-of-the-barrel... I can't say that because you guys own that station.
No. Just read it. Please.
Well, I'm impartial. The gritty, lazy, blood-sucking, bottom-of-the-barrel infinity lamers who should have been...
Lawyers.
Is that lawyers? Whoever wrote this should be a Nazi, Spiewak.
What are you, huh?
Well, that's there for later.
All right, Paul.
They should have been on the watch 30 days ago.
Delete that out. No. You know, you just got to just read it as written.
All right, very good.
The greedy, lazy, blood-sucking, bottom-of-the-barrel infinity lawyers who should have been on watch 30 days ago, not today. F you.
All right.
F
Paul.
Thank you.
All right, please escort Paul.
Pothead
escort
Paul.
Escort him out of here.
Thank you, Paul. You
give him
the tickets
for the concert.
Good job.
We got a few more to go, and we'll give them away. If you're here at Legends, great news. You don't have to do dick to win the ticket. All you got to do is be here.
Yeah. Amen.
And we'll give the rest of them away. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm here. I just...
Well, I think you're here because you want to know why I'm not fighting back. Because despite it all, you got some odd sense of fair play. And you're kicking my ass. It's gone from feeling like easy pickings to out and out bullying.
I just feel like there should be some back and forth between us, you and the committee.
I give you back and forth on Social Security, relations with Israel, on the Dow Jones, the census, almost everything, but not this. No, not my personal life. It's just nobody's business.
Well, that's not what the people will tell you. The people will tell you that it is their business.
You know what? You're young. It's okay. It's okay. You're young. And I'm just going to choose to be amused by your naivete, give you the benefit of the doubt.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We need somebody to hold us right now.
How's everybody doing here in Philadelphia?
Yeah. Yay. You know, turn that thing down for a second, Rob. Just turn that. Everybody can hear. Just turn the house thing down just a little bit so it's not reverberating. Thank you very much. Reverberating quite so much.
Now it goes back and forth, back and forth. La, 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 la.
Oh. Every break now, we're in conversations on the cell phones.
Yeah, let me bring everybody up to speed. We came down here to do the show today, and yeah, you do look like Mick Jagger. This is the guy. What's that? I can't hear you, sir. Nice and loud. This is the guy. I bet I know what you do.
I just like to say to Philadelphia that Hot Rocks is playing right across from the stadium at the Holiday Inn. It's going to be a rocking show. I'm the lead singer.
Are you really British?
Sometimes just at night.
Right, congratulations.
We're going to have a good time, right? We're going to have a good time.
That's the lead singer. I am considering simulcasting that starting at 6 o'clock tonight.
He took me aback as we were starting to explain what we were going to do. We were going to come down here today and do a What Would You Do show where we would have people come up and do various things to win tickets to the Rolling Stones. Unfortunately, as the day has developed, the people in the big brass building have told us that, unfortunately, nothing. And that's really what it is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we can't do... anything.
I said, what about eating, shaving, showing?
No. Answer, no.
All, you know, lots of no's down the road. So that's where we are here.
The answer is no.
Hi, how are you, sir?
And now,
get a nice picture of the happy.
Here's what we're stuck with. We're stuck with, we got a bunch of people who showed up today to participate in the contest.
Is anybody drinking heavily today?
We don't want to piss them off.
We'll be doing that later.
You know what? No, as a matter of fact, if we, for political reasons in this company...
Yes.
Have to stay here now,
right?
Then the only way I see that this is going to be a good broadcast,
right,
is if somebody brings us some booze right now. And I mean it.
No, not right what now. You were drinking.
Not your drink, sir.
We actually would prefer our favorite flavor.
Not your drink.
What do you think of that, ladies and gentlemen? You think it's a good idea we have a few cocktails?
I mean,
I'd like a more enthusiastic response, please. Thank you.
That's the only way we're going to get through this, because from what I hear...
Bring Mr. Geronimo a double shot of vodka, please.
From what I am hearing...
And top shelf stuff, if you have the Grey Goose, please.
And don't forget Mike. I don't want to be alone on this.
Well, the voice might not be there tomorrow, but what the hey, we all have to sacrifice for
the
team.
Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that there are people at WYSP who are saying, we've gone out on a limb for this show, and if these guys leave the bar now...
Yeah, we understand.
Where
they're coming from.
And I understand that.
Absolutely, we
Karen,
totally understand
you
that.
You could say that to my face. You don't have to say that to Lisa.
We hear you. We feel you, Karen.
Well, you can
understand
from our position.
Hopefully you understand.
That we came here to do a specific show, and then the lawyers say you can't do the show.
Right.
And frankly, this is like something that you would do a show like this.
If you were, working at WY or in Annapolis.
So
actually, the fact is we are in a bar. And I think that
we
is
have
the
third
best
drinking.
Damn idea I've ever heard. When in a bar, do what they do. I think I'll have a little Jameson's Irish.
Let me mention, if you don't win your VIP
martini,
stones...
Martini, Rob, what are you drinking? And Wendell, I made a big deal of it. Are you falling off today?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, very good.
Wendell, good for you.
Good for you, Wendell.
Good man.
Good for you.
On the Rocks, yes.
Yeah, a little. Now everybody's going to call me a fag. A little splash of cranberry in there, too, please.
If you don't...
Go ahead.
Billy,
you just want cranberry with your vodka, you fag.
If you don't win your VIP Stones Tower Theater First Union package from us, you can purchase one by going to musictoday.com.
You know, that idea you just came up with, that if we are going to stay here and be team players, is to have a cocktail. For some reason, that strangely just put me in a very good mood. That'll be quoted in R&R.
Turns things around.
Yeah.
Okay. Radio Records Magazine. And incidentally, I thought about that retraction they printed.
And did you come around to the way...
F them.
The way I looked at it as well?
Yeah, I think it sucks.
Old Mara says he's never had a drinking problem.
Yeah, I think that sucks. We should've...
That's like writing Spiewak claims he's never beaten his wife.
Oh, God.
Well, Rob hasn't, to the best of my knowledge.
Rob does not hit his wife. He simply suppresses his wife. Puts her in various locations, cars, closets,
the trunk,
where she can't free herself, where she can't extricate herself from the situation.
So here's where we are, just so you know. The deal is,
and whenever I question whether I'm having a good time, I'm going to look at this guy who is having a very, very good time today. How you doing, sir?
Step up to the microphone.
We're going to talk to a lot of people here in Philadelphia.
This is all we're going to do today.
We are right across from the vet, and we are at Legends.
The lawyers
Holiday
have
Inn.
Totally effed this show today.
They have, so we're just going to have a few cocktails and talk to people, and occasionally we're going to give away Rolling Stones tickets.
Well, what's your name?
My name's Sal.
A little closer to the microphone, Sal.
My name's Sal.
Where are you from, Sal?
Thanks. Bring him up.
Pennsylvania.
Whereabouts?
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Reading, PA. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, I was just down in Delilah. I listen to your show all the time.
Someone told me, I don't have first-hand knowledge, but someone told me that Delilah's happens to be a strip joint.
Here's to all the great people born today.
All right.
Me and Robert Blake.
Here's to tall women. Toes to toes, your nose is in it. Nose to nose, your toes is in it.
Here's a spoon with bow-legged women.
My favorite.
You know what? When in doubt, this will go down on the record as the day we decided to drink.
We are given no option. We're given no option.
No choice. What else could you do with it?
Oh, my God. Everybody having a good time so far?
Yeah. What is your story, Josh?
Yeah, tell us your story. Exactly.
What is
and that will be the interview with everyone.
Sal, tell us your story, Sal.
You're wearing a lot of gold, Sal.
Well, my story is I came down. I used to listen to guys in the afternoon.
Right.
In
the middays, right?
Yeah.
And you got on 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I heard you guys are going to have a good show down here today.
Yeah.
Well,
Somebody
lied to you about that.
Yeah. Sal, I mean...
So I left a while. I was come down here and check you guys out.
So you're saying
I think you had put on a good show.
You left a Thai Thai bar to come down and see the Don and Mike show.
Oh, it's a tea bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Delilah's.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, Delilah's may have had something to do with our last Las Vegas-style show that we did up here.
Really? Well, thanks for coming down.
That's great. And, later on, as we attempt to pad even further, when we ask you for your story, we want, the story. Like, where you were born, everything. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
You got the gold hanging. What do you do for a living? Do you work for a concrete company?
Are you mobbed up?
Are you mobbed up at all?
No. There's no such thing as that.
Is there anybody in here who's mobbed up?
I can't tell you. I have to kill you.
Is there anyone, by a show of hands, anyone here this afternoon in the mafia? Anybody mobbed up in the mafia?
Not Pete the pothead.
No, not you, pal.
Not anymore.
Oh, the young lady. You are. That's delightful. Very nice to meet you. Very good.
You know,
Mafia Princess.
I have one question. Who's
sir.
Who's Lisa?
Lisa is our producer.
She's right over there in the corner.
The guy in the black right there.
That's Lisa. The woman who's alternating between crying and screaming.
Lisa having a very difficult day.
She's part of the show. So
and Karen from WISP also having a very difficult day. Is the day getting better, ladies?
Oh, and you know what? I just figured out, Rob.
What?
You know what I just figured out?
What?
One reason Lisa's been especially sassy with me today.
That's right.
When we were getting off the train today, she said, you guys go out and find Wendell, who was already down here, to pick us up. I have to go take care of something.
Oh. Is it the bill?
Yeah.
Has the bill arrived?
And
give her a nice round of applause for the bill arriving.
Holding up in spite of it.
And Rob and I were wondering if perhaps it was a change, if perhaps something happened on the way.
A what?
An adjustment.
An adjustment.
Hello?
Both the wireless mics turned on.
There we
on.
Go. An adjustment.
An adjustment.
That was terrific, wasn't it?
Timing is everything.
you know what? Nobody more affected emotionally when we have one of these days than this gentleman right here. Rob likes an atmosphere of total joy.
Yes, it's
and
true.
And it's been a little stressful. Those stressful moments...
You love them.
...are going to... I don't love them. I really
no,
don't.
No, I meant Rob loves them.
Yeah, you know, he does not. He has a tough time with them. But, you know, those stressful moments are going to simply vanish away here in the Holiday Inn.
They will
and what
melt-
better place to drink than here at Legends of the Holiday
Inn? I tell you what, here you go. Here's some good, clean, all-American fun.
Oh, man, it's been a while.
For what? For drinking?
Irish whiskey.
Ah.
Not drinking.
Who's got a good old-fashioned knock-knock joke?
Hey, how about that? Right now, hey, Sal, thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks for coming up here.
Thank Mike, you. I've got one for you.
Thanks for sharing the story. Don
yeah.
has had his first sip of vodka on his 44th birthday.
I've got one for you, Mike.
And is telling an effing knock-knock joke.
I'm ready.
You.
Come on.
Go ahead. Start it off.
Okay. All right, you go ahead.
All right, I start it?
Yeah.
Knock-knock.
Or no, I have to start it. I have to start it. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
The effers who are ruining your show today.
The lawyers
at Infinity Broadcasting.
No, we're moving
who
by that.
We should all be lined up and shot.
We're moving by that. We're moving by that. You know what? It's going to be a good show now.
Knock, knock.
Yeah, look at that, huh? Knock, knock. Who's there?
Tim and Karen.
Tim and Karen who?
Tim and Karen, who said they won't support the show anymore if we don't stay at the bar today.
There you go. Hey, you know, what the hell? We're having a fantastic time. Who's next? Who would like to be on? Come on up here, sir. Come right up here. We'd like to hear your story.
Knock, knock.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pete Fountain.
Who's knock, there? Knock.
All right. Who's there?
The worst birthday I ever had.
Oh, we're going to change that.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Her name is Ginger LaFarge. Sir, right into the microphone. What's your name?
My name is Rich.
Rich, where are you from?
Manassas, Virginia.
Manassas, Virginia.
Yes. Wow. Came all the way from Virginia to Philly.
Drove good all the way up you. Here. That's fantastic.
What's your happy birthday, Don.
Thanks. Well, what's your story, pal?
Yeah. Don, you and I know each other.
Uh-oh.
How do we know each other?
Do you know me? I want to.
Traffic altercation?
No. How do I know you, sir?
Say it on the radio.
I spent about 3 weeks at your house one time. About 5 or 6 years ago.
Did Don know about this?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what were you doing at my house?
I shouldn't say on the air.
Were you doing some work?
What were you doing?
Kind of, yeah.
He was doing some kind of work.
What kind of... I mean,
were you in
speaking in code. I don't get it.
I was watching things for you.
Oh, I got you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're one of those guys. Oh, I got you.
Oh.
Very nice. I got you.
Yeah, oh, I know, but that's all right. Well, thank you. So is that it for his story?
Yeah, that's it. Get
please
out of
step,
here.
Step off the stage.
Happy birthday. I'm not giving him tickets.
No, he doesn't get tickets.
No.
I don't care if he came from Virginia.
Can you the guy,
happy birthday. The guy shouldn't have said on the air what the guy said on the air.
Step out of the home, sir. Step out of the home.
Did he tell me
step out of the home.
I know, but I didn't know that you were the guy. Sorry, let me tell you what happened. I don't know.
And you don't want to, do you?
No, I don't, but now
then
I feel...
Then you shouldn't have to.
But now no. I feel the need to tell my audience...
Every square inch of this show surrounded by controversy
that,
today.
That about 5 years ago...
tell us your story, Don.
Leave nothing out.
I'm having a good time.
I was receiving some pretty effing serious death threats.
Ah, that's right. Can I say something, though, about that?
Yeah.
Again, and I know I've said it before, but I'm really sorry. I am so sorry I did that to you.
And we had to take it so seriously that we had to actually, for a while, hire a guy to a security service to come down and camp out in front of our house.
So that meant saved your life.
And no, as it turns out, the threats were hollow.
Ah, okay.
You know, much like my leg.
When he was guarding you, was he wearing that shirt?
No, I guess he was wearing his rent-a-cop.
Oh, okay, you know, very good.
He was undercover. Just for future reference, if you were that guy, and I don't remember, and I'm sorry, and if you said you were at my house for about 3 weeks, you could have just said you were a cable guy.
Yeah. There you go.
You could have said you were a painter.
Well, let me explain some guys that do that like to, you kind of like to share it. That's why you do it.
Yep.
Now she's shaking her head. Now he doesn't. He just did.
And he's going to say it's because I asked him, but really I don't remember it.
Uh-huh. Right.
So what he should have done, if he's a smart security guy, like Magnum P.I., he would have just said, Don, don't you mind, I was putting those windows in at your house.
There you go.
And I would have thought, yeah, it's the window guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the window deal.
Yeah. But I will tell you, what we are asking for during this segment of the show is we are asking for stories. And that was a hell of a story. Who's it? You got a story? Come on up here, sir.
This guy is a story.
How you doing?
I know this guy's story. He brought us a drink and he wants tickets.
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Southampton.
Southampton. Yeah. All right, very good.
What do you want to know?
Tell us everything. I'd like to hear.
At 15, I got my first DUI. 11 underage drinking after then. 2 years from now, I get my license.
Rob, feel like you're looking in a mirror?
You know, this is terrific. I'm not lying to you.
Really?
My friends call me Wild Bill.
You're Wild Bill, yeah. And so you like to party. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, I'm basically a party.
Bill, what would you describe as the strangest thing you've ever done while drinking?
I can tell you a strange story that happened the other night.
Night.
Good. This is the other night. The other night.
Were you working security?
Well, we were at this bar, Kenny's in Southampton.
Yeah.
And took this girl back to my brother's house.
No, stop it, dude.
And while she was hanging out, she's like, "Do you want me to get naked?" We're like, "Sure."
While she was hanging, you were not hanging her out the window.
She was hanging out, sitting on the couch. She's like, "Let me get naked." We're like, "Sure." So,
how did you know this woman again?
We just met her at the bar.
You met her at the bar, went back to her place?
At Kenny's.
Went back to my brother's place.
All right, you took her back to Kenny's. Well, you should have had some indication something was going to happen, right?
So we're sitting there, so they're going to get naked, and we're like, "Sure, no problem." So me and my buddy are sitting there. My brother went in his room with another girl. So she starts getting naked, and I don't know what
you're saying. Again, you can't say that.
Every time I think we're going to have a little smooth water.
There you say that.
I didn't hear that buzzer.
She fell asleep.
While she was dating the guy? I mean, she...
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. Was she doing it to the guy or was...
No, herself.
Touching herself.
Really?
She was dating herself.
And she fell asleep?
Yeah, while she was...
I've done that.
I have, too.
While she was inside.
I've actually...
Fallen asleep while you're getting your jerk on?
Yeah. I have fallen asleep immediately afterwards, and I have awakened with it in my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's different than...
Now, wait a minute. By a show of hands, wait a minute. I don't think I'm alone in this.
No, but Mike, you had completed, though.
Yeah. I completed, but how many guys have ever done that and then fallen asleep and kind of, you know, awoken in that situation after?
Yeah,
of course, you're saying, of course?
I'm in.
Buzz,
I'm
Rob?
In.
Yeah, you know what? I've done it at that guy's house.
Never. Absolutely, swear to God.
No, you've never had that happen?
Not
where,
even afterward? Never.
Because sometimes you come home...
Yeah, like 12 hours later, I go to sleep.
No,
yeah,
right away.
You come home like it's late at night, you want to get your jerk on, then immediately afterwards, the activity has so taxed you and stressed you that it's never happened to you?
The forearm starts paining you?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it's like a real effort, and then you wake up usually in the middle of the night and go, I best get myself together.
No, but then that would mean that you're laying there in bed with your, pancake batter all over the place.
Yeah.
No, not me. I clean up when I'm done, man.
With a sock.
With a sock or a t-shirt,
I'm going to get off stage. Can I say one thing, though? That Hot Rocks band?
Yeah.
They do rule.
All right, very good.
They rule.
So come on down and see them. They're down here.
Better than the actual song.
Well, let me ask you now. Is this...
Does he get tickets?
Oh, he's back.
This guy again.
We're playing right before the Stones. Tonight. Holiday Inn outside. Come and see Hot Rock. Number one tribute band to the Rolling Stones in the nation.
Very good.
Right, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. All right, get off the stage.
Right,
thank you very much.
Right, very good. You'll fall asleep afterwards.
I don't know who's getting tickets yet. I don't know.
We don't know.
Hey, you know what?
Stick around.
They wanted us to take our time. Let the man on his 44th birthday.
We're
going to
take our time.
Take his time.
We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. We're staying.
Staying here.
Okay, Don, where could people get tickets?
Thanks, Lisa. I read this coming into the break.
Yes, yes, he did.
If you don't win your VIP Stones Tower Theater First Union package,
who wants some flapjacks?
From us, you can purchase one by going to musictoday.com.
A lot of people applauded when I said that just then.
We are live at Legends.
I think you're on to something.
In Philadelphia, where we are being just raped by the Infinity Lawyers.
Yes.
We had an entire show today planned.
Oh,
here comes
the shooter.
Sal.
Our pal, Sal.
We turn him into
Sal, our pal.
Saul.
Sal brought
What do we have, Sal?
Sal.
Sal?
Red Devils.
What are Red Devils, Sal?
Tom Cosby's and Outlander
Slim Pickens. On microphone?
Sal.
Kamikaze album and Slam and Mix.
Okay, very good.
There you go.
Here you go. Here's the swimming with bowleg.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah. All right, we'll be ready for the news.
Very good. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting newscast.
Yeah, but we're definitely going to have time for news today.
Excellent.
Buzz Burbank and his hour and 15-minute newscast.
Today we'll definitely have time for news. Well, they demanded it that we stay.
Yeah.
Even though the contest has been just totally, totally dismantled by the worthless lawyers.
I may be causing the lawyers and everybody else to be a little uptight, but I somehow think somebody's got to just do something for those tickets at one point today. Something's got to happen. Somebody's got to earn them. I'm sorry.
Cannot be done.
I'm sorry, Don?
It cannot be done.
I swear to God, I'm going to make it happen.
It is the prime directive. It cannot be done.
Yeah.
What I'd like to know is, where's Tim right now? How does Tim feel about the show?
I'm sure Tim is absolutely delighted. I don't think he could be more happy. And you know what? I think you're going to be happier as the day progresses. That is my progression.
All right.
That is my...
I don't like having the essence of what we do dicked with.
You don't like having the rug pulled out from under the show, which it was today. And,
you know,
I think everybody understands that.
While we're on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
While we're on the air, the lawyers call up and they say...
We understand that.
You can't do the show.
During the show. We've talked about that, and I think that
I know
we've established that. And
I'll continue to talk about that.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday. Mike, I do have something here.
Yeah, well.
You know, I did do a minimum amount of prep today. And I do have, this will be funny in the bad lighting and the drinking, Greg Wilson's column from today.
Yes, because the resources of the show have only provided us with one newspaper, we will be reading paragraph by paragraph.
Yes, we will.
And, you know, I think we should actually... I'm sorry, I had to laugh at that guy. You know, we do have some real Stone fans here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, I do like your Maryland license plate.
Shadobe Shattered.
You know, that shooter went right to my head. Oh, look at that. Look at that. It's a lovely banner for the Stones.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Losers.
Stop it. Stop it.
Damn losers.
Stop it. Stop it. Behave yourself. It's a fantastic day. Fantastic day in Philadelphia. And now they're showing everyone.
Something sparks up every day.
Banner.
What were we talking about? Craig Wilson.
Yeah. Yes, and we will do that right after this live.
This is the Don and Mike Show.